Very busy weekend, like we had a number of trees down right across the county on all routes from national routes through to regional roads and right down to local laneways and that. In some locations there was 12 to 13 trees down on particular roads. So to be fair, the fire service and the roads crews were out all weekend working on that and getting it clear, along with ESB and ERCOM and the other utility providers as well. That, when it was added in, we had the frost Friday night and Saturday night, added a lot more complexity to the issues, because just trying to make sure the routes were safe to get there, and even just getting routes gritted and that as well, we weren't 100% sure that the routes were actually safe to start off with. But once we had the inspections done and got the gritting out, things seemed to go okay. That said, there were a number of road traffic accidents, mostly people not taking enough due care and attention to the roads. So, but a busy weekend, but it all seemed to go well for us.
What's the situation today? Are you still clearing trees and things like that?
Oh yeah, there's still an awful lot of locations that we have to get out and clear trees on, particularly the local secondary and tertiary routes and access routes for ESB and ERCOM as well. We're doing a lot for them at this stage. And again, now with staff coming back, there's other routes in that we'll see get reported into us. And as well, buildings that are damaged that may not have been occupied over the weekend, we'll be getting reports of that in as well. Within our own buildings, we had damage to Ballymote Fire Station. Now, it didn't impact service delivery, but at the same time, it just shows you how severe the weather was.
Really and truly then, Jim, it could be many days before the true impact of this storm is fully realised.
We'll look for ourselves. We're gathering up the information, but it'll be the end of next week before we have a clear idea of even how many trees that we removed and that. And we're now moving into the issue of sort of providing service for those that don't have power and don't have water, sort of the emergency hubs and that. So look, we're meeting this morning to try and get them set up as well, because again, that's quite a challenge for people now, because there are going to be areas that are, as ESB have said, won't have power going into next week.
The collaboration between Sligo County Council and the ESB has been paramount in this cleanup operation.
Oh yeah, it's fundamental, because a lot of the times when the trees come down, the cables come down with it, and ESB need to get there to clear the switch off the power, and we need to be able to clear the tree so they can repair it. So there's an awful lot of work where the two are just working hand in hand, and again, it's fundamental to the delivery of the services in them areas.
As you say, it could be many days before we see the true impact of this storm. Important for people to realise that maybe not every road is clear as it stands.
Well, there's a couple of bits. There's not every road is clear, and particularly the more minor roads, but also there's a lot of trees in very weak conditions that are liable to come down, and that could be on the national roads as well as any other road. So people have to be aware of that. And there are other winds coming in across the week, which may force other weakened trees to come down as well. So people just need to be alert when driving, and particularly just drive slower. Give yourself that chance, particularly on the smaller, narrower roads where you can't see around the bend, that, you know, give yourself a chance to stop.